listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about rejoicing greatly in the King. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 11, verses 14 and 15, where we read, "Then Samuel said to the people, 'Come, let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there.' So all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they made sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. The Ammonite leader Nahash threatened the Israelite city of Jabesh-Gilead, and the men of that city asked King Saul to help them. Saul showed sympathy, zeal, wisdom, and courage, and the city was saved. After it all, Saul was a hero to Israel, and they began to think that having a king might work out after all. Saul won the battle that day, but it was more than one battle he won. The chapter records Saul's inward and outward battles. The outward victory was obvious, but inwardly, Saul defeated the strong and subtle temptations to pride, insecurity, and revenge. But he had to continue to fight and win that inward battle. And he could not only do so as he was filled with the Spirit of the Lord and walking in the Spirit under the leadership of the King of Kings over Israel. The prophet Samuel wisely thought it was a good time to confirm Saul as king. Samuel knew that the people were not entirely behind Saul when he was proclaimed as king in Gilgal back in chapter 10. So Samuel wisely saw this time of victory as a strategic opportunity to renew the kingdom at Gilgal. You see, Saul had to prove himself before many would accept his reign as king. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It's one thing for a person to be anointed or appointed, but the evidence must be in the doing. It was understandable for some to say, "Let's see what kind of man this Saul is." But once it was demonstrated, as it was in the victory at Jabesh-Gilead, it would have been wrong for them to fail to support Saul. Therefore, they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. It wasn't that Saul was not king before this. He was anointed as king by Samuel, again, back in chapter 10. And he was recognized by king as much of the nation of Israel, again in chapter 10. But there was a sense in which Saul was not king until virtually all the nation recognized him as king. And here, that recognition was given. Now, make the spiritual analogy. Jesus is our king, but from time to time, it's good for us to see the great things that Jesus has done for us and to recognize him as king all over again. Jesus certainly deserves it, and it's good for us to see him as king again and again. You see, we see here that there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. They certainly did. After all, now they felt that they had a king and a good king. It's a great blessing to be under a great, virtuous king. It was true of Israel in the days of Samuel and Saul. It's even more true for us under King Jesus. So rejoice in his reign over you and rejoice in that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.